Hello, it's Joe.
Hi,
be careful
Joe.
Going home. Hey, yes.
Hi, Joe. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hold on a second, Jesse. Be careful driving. Okay. Okay, one of my guys. Local Splash. Local Splash is...
Yeah, you're working with us for your Google guarantee.
Oh, okay. That's not Angie. That's somebody else, right?
Yeah, no. So they've been trying to get you to submit your application and your application for the Google guarantee. So
yes.
As of right now, they put it on pause because they haven't been able to get a hold of you. So
they keep sending the emails. Okay, I keep getting them, and it keeps saying that yes, they want to get in touch with me due to Google Splash. Okay. If I filled in the application today, okay,
yeah.
They would be asking me for $695 real soon.
Okay.
And I don't have $695 for the next month. So I'm not going to worry about it until you call me in about a month, and I should have $695 to start it. And I don't know how long I'll be able to keep it, because $695 is a lot of money. If I get leads, then I'm in good shape.
You would only be paying for the leads that you're getting with this program, right? So
yeah, but I still have to put up $695 to get started.
Right.
Okay, or $600 something. Well, I don't have $695 to get started. If I don't pay my mortgage and I don't pay my car payment and I don't pay my insurance payments, then I'll have $695 because that's $2,000 right there. But I'm not going to not pay my bills and
right.
just to do an advertising because I'm spending $3,000 a month on advertising anyway. So,
okay,
you know, I got to keep going with what I have, even though it's not working. I'm committed to it for the time being until I do the Google Splash. I don't have any leads this week because my one lead company, they were going to hit my bank account for $350 tomorrow to get my three leads for the week, and they're disconnected for 2 weeks because I don't have the $350 to give them. Okay, now I have it in the bank, but I could go, like I say, I could not pay any of my bills and not pay the gas for my car and not pay anything. And then the one thing that Network Splash is looking for, they're looking for me to get customers to give things on the internet, like reviews. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it. All right. Well, that's what my lead company, wants.
Joe, you can get the reviews from literally anybody. You can get them from a friend, a family member.
Hold on.
Sure, no problem.
Hello, it's Joe. Hello. Amazon voice search. Okay, never mind. I get 80 robocalls a day. and I have to answer every one of them.
I'm sorry about that. We could always get you a call tracking number. It would really help with that.
No, I could get that too. But I deal with customers all over the United States who move to Charlotte, and they might have a California number. They might have an Oregon number, and they move in this area, and they might want my product. They might be calling up about the tub cuts. And if they're calling up about that and they move from someplace else, I have to answer. I can't block all these numbers because then I'd be blocking my business. See? So I have to answer and see if it's a robocall and hang up or if it's a tub cut. And I'm doing two tub cuts a week. And the people are from California, from New York, have a weird phone numbers. Well, you know, if I don't answer them, I'm not going to get them. But anyway.
So, let me just be clear. So basically you need another month. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Cause I don't want them to cancel your account. So I just need to just make perfectly clear, you just need another month. I'm going to notate that and let them know. So they'll call you in another month, and just, you know, just so you know, once they call you in another month, it is going to take another month for, you know, you to get everything submitted and cleared. So,
yeah, here's another problem I have, and I'm going to let you call me in a month anyway. Another problem I have, I sell a lot of old people, and,
yeah.
80% of my customers don't even have a computer. So how are they going to give me a review? They're able to call somebody up and say this is a good job?
Yeah, well,
I mean,
again, with the reviews, though, you can get those from anyone. You can get them from a friend, a family member. It doesn't have to be from previous clients.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it that way. I would do it from a client.
The reviews that they send you a link. So the link you send to somebody and then ask them to leave a review. So that's how you would do it.
I'm going to ask you a silly question.
Sure. No.
You know, I'm 79 years old, right?
No, I would have never guessed that. You don't.
What's a link?
A link. Okay. So basically, it's, how do I describe this? So it's like something.
It's on a computer. It's on a computer,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it's on the computer. It's something you press on, and then when
you press it,
brings you to something that you can leave a review.
Hold on one second. Let me get that.
Sure.
Hello, this is Joe. Hello.
Hello.
Google My Business Listing. Never mind. Okay. All right. You say the link. Okay. So the link. I bought a. I don't know if I told you this the last time I talked to you. Wait a second. Hold on.
No problem.
Hello, it's Joe. Pretty good, Gary. I'll be down there probably on Thursday. No, I didn't get into the email yet. Oh, I didn't get it, Gary. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll too bad I can't do that on the telephone, you know. I mean, too bad I can't do it with a card because I gotta drive $120 to pay you $100. I should be down there on Thursday or Friday. All right. Thanks, Gary. Bye bye. Could you believe that my insurance agent does not accept a debit card?
No, that's so weird. You have to pay them in cash?
I could pay them with a check. But I have, in order to get them a check, I guess I could send it in the mail, but is that ridiculous? I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous, because I passed by their office even today. I could have gone in and used my debit card, but I don't carry that much cash with me because my bank is not even in that town, and if I go to local bank and get $100 out to pay him, I got to pay $3 to that bank and $3 to my bank. That's $6 I'm paying to pay him $100. I can't believe that they don't accept debit cards.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I accept debit cards and credit cards at my company. You know,
I don't
understand. Anyway, yes, what I was telling you, I didn't tell you that it was 89, but I bought a 79. Okay, I bought a $700 Apple iPad. You know what that is?
Yes.
You're a lot younger than me, so you know. Okay. I had to call my daughter up in Virginia to ask her how to turn it on. Okay? I couldn't get it to turn on. Then I followed some directions and was able to add my modem onto that, okay? So I figured I could take pictures with it and send the pictures to my partner, okay? Well, the modem is loaded in there and it doesn't connect. So I brought it to Best Buy. I didn't buy it from Best Buy, and I went to the geeks in Best Buy, and I was willing to pay them to help me get started on this stupid thing. And right. they find nothing wrong with it, but they can't get me in it. And,
okay.
And I said, what's the sense in buying this thing? You know, I don't know, I'm not smart enough to call Google or to call Apple and to go get directions from them. So I have to take it to the mall in Charlotte, which is 40 miles from my house, in the worst traffic area in the city, South Park Mall. I got to take it there, and I got to go to the Apple store, the kiosk there, and let them try to help me get in it. At this stage of the game, I would hope that somebody could help me with it. Otherwise, what I'm going to do, I could take it to the dumpster and dump it in the dumpster, or I could give it to my grandson when I go to Pennsylvania next year. But that's how I guess stupid I am, or how backwoods I am on not even being able to start an iPad up. That's serious nonsense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Go to the Apple store. They'll show you how to use it, and or give it to your grandson. I mean, you know, personally, I
hope they
can
show me.
But well,
me neither. But my partner said to get one because I could send him pictures then of the jobs we're doing. Okay, because I never had one. I never needed one. But when I got a partner, he said he has one, and he says you could send me the pictures, and I could send you my pictures. You could send your pictures, and we'll have a lot of pictures. And you let a customer. You let a customer hold it, and a customer could go through all the pictures while you're measuring the house. And he said, you could sell a lot more deals that way. Well, yeah, this is, like I said, three months ago I bought this stupid thing. And it's not a used one. It's a brand new one with the glass screen and with the case and with the whole nine yards. And I wanted to throw it in the garbage, but something stops me, but because it's frustration, really. You young people, how you use these things is beyond me.
Right.
But of
now
course, I could
are
do
being raised on them. You know.
Yeah, I could do things that the young people can't do. You know, I could think better. I'll get it done. You know, I'll get it done. But anyway, yeah, give me a month, have them call me again. And I'll see if I can, figure this out, okay?
Okay, so, Joe, I just put in the notes to have Ivan call you, November 17th, okay? So.
Is that Ivan Dionysovich?
No, it's, Ivan, Jimenez. I don't know, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Jimenez. You remember Ivan Dionysovich?
No, Who's that?
That was a famous Russian in a movie, and I don't. Yeah, famous Russian. That's.
Yeah.
I remember the name well. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so
have him call me.
Yeah, I'll have him call you then. And just to be clear, you're not going to have to pay the minimum budget until after you've submitted everything. So it will be 2 months before you have to pay that minimum budget. Just to be clear.
Okay. So. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Just bye. Thank you.